Are we rolling on GarageBand?
Yo,
you sure?
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
Nice. Check, check.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle ground.
What time is it? It is 5:30. 5:30.
You're hot.
Mike.
It's 5:30. What time are we supposed to start the show?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Two o'clock. I'm a little late.
What happened?
I got wrapped up in some stuff.
Tell me what stuff you got wrapped up in.
I'm looking to move out. I'm done with this place. I am so over this place.
You can't take it.
These guys, fools. Bunch of fools. Bunch
full
of hooligans.
House. Full house.
Real big house.
No, full house. So you went and looked at places, but you told me it was Scrap's fault.
I did. I said Scrap had a production meeting, and we got to push it back a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Scrap told me that we were good to go at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
You said, no, 4.
Yeah.
And then at 4, you said, be there in 45.
You know what?
What time is it now?
It's 5:30.
What time did you walk in the door?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
You know, we just got to let bygones be bygones.
Do we? Do we? Or do I have a right to be angry?
You do have a right to be angry.
I do have a right to be angry.
But you know, sometimes you make me so angry.
So yesterday you said you had lots to talk about, bro.
Lots to talk about.
What is it?
You know, I can't really remember right now.
See, this is the problem. Do you have anything written down?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Why do I have you as my co-host?
I don't know. Because you like me.
No.
Look at
it. Anymore.
You're blushing. You're getting...
Not anymore. Not anymore. You're gone.
I'm gone?
Dissolved.
Hey, speaking of gone and dissolving, where's our producer?
Where is Jason? If you're out there, Jason, give us a call. 646-915-9228. I am Dave. In studio with me is my bastard co-host, Giggles.
Giggles.
Jason is not here. Jason, I got word from him the other day.
Oh, yeah?
He's doing an audition. If he calls in, he'll explain more about it, but he's doing an audition, so he's focusing on that. But we'll have him back in next week.
Okay.
So give us a call, 646-915-9228. You're probably tuned in by 2 looking for us then. And even on the website, I think I changed it to 4, and it's 5 now. 5:30, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're a little late.
We're a little
late.
It's okay.
I just put a post.
And we're not late because of daylight savings time.
No, but we get an extra hour, which is great.
No, we don't. We lose an hour.
It's true. We get an extra hour of daylight.
We get an extra hour of daylight. Do you know why?
Because the farm, the farmers, right?
That is actually a huge common misconception. You got a little phone call there, buddy?
It's just a little text, a little plain little button.
A little something. So I looked into this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the farmers actually oppose daylight savings time.
Really?
Yeah, they do not want it to happen.
That's great.
There's Scrap.
Go to
the
kitchen.
They do not want daylight savings time to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's not like cows are going to adjust to the time. You know, they're saying that it's people time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sun time. It's not God's time, as they like to call it. So it's completely different. So they have to go around people time, man time, to get their stuff done.
Right.
You know, like they're still going to get up at sunrise. It doesn't change anything.
Right.
But then they have to get everything prepared to go out and like sell their stuff.
Yeah.
And farmers markets and stuff. So that changes things for them.
I just don't like how somebody can be like a government or an association and be like, you know what? We're just going to turn back the clocks.
You know who started it?
Who?
The first person to put it into the mind of society.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Benjamin Franklin was a pretty cool dude.
He was a pretty cool dude, but he put this in motion. And his saying was, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy,
wealthy, and wise. A little harmony on that.
But it was really nice. But actually turns out that, you know, one of the reasons why he wanted to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Save on candle wax.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And back in, I think, the 70s, there was a study conducted that says it does save on electricity because you don't turn on things.
Right.
But a new study that just came out that says we're not saving energy.
Who's your favorite historical figure? You know,
we're gonna get on that
because you know, some people say Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, those guys.
And it's really narrowing it down to a certain era of time.
All right, like, so favorite founding father.
So you want to get down to the
Fayetteville? Yeah, let's go to the Fonda Fountain. It's President's Day.
I would probably. Yeah, that was a while ago. I would probably go Sam Adams. He created beer, right?
No, he didn't. No, he was the third president. No, that was John Adams.
Son of a bitch. 646-915-9228.
Call in.
Well, who was yours?
You know, I would say Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
He's a little bit before the founding fathers, but I think that dude was pretty.
The guy who was like in bed with the church,
mm-hmm.
just did whatever the church wanted him to.
Designing helicopters. Drawing dudes.
And he's a big proponent and did a lot of grave robbing.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
How do you think he designed or did the animation or anatomy? Oh,
but you know,
he would have grave robbers. He would pay grave robbers to go, and then he'd bring them back. Then he would just tear them apart and draw what was inside, so he was able to do all the anatomy stuff that he did.
Do you think, you know, they say medical students, they have to, you know, do an autopsy on a cadaver.
Cadaver.
They have to do an autopsy.
Yeah.
Do you think you could stay in the room while somebody's, like, cutting somebody up? Could you do that?
I've done it.
Really? No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Lies.
Not with a cadaver, with a living person.
With a
living person.
You've cut a living person open.
I've watched. I was a surgical photographer.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so, I've seen. My mom took me into the hospital, and I had a...
What did you have? What was your...
I saw open heart surgery, and I also saw somebody removing their gallstones.
You were not in the
surgery. Yeah, they took me in. I got scrubs.
How long
masks,
were you in there for?
Like in a couple hours. I spent the whole day in the operating room.
So you saw... What did you see?
I saw gallstones being removed. I saw an open heart bypass.
Did you see the heart? Did they bring you in and like show you the heart? Like
I was like, I stood up and I could see over. And
were you like in surgery room or you were like on the overhead?
No. I was in the room. I was in the raw dog.
How do I not believe you?
Because
why would they let a kid in there?
I was like 12.
Doesn't this screw you up a little bit?
No. But you know what did screw me up? The third thing I want. We had a caller?
No.
Okay. I'm getting a little nervous.
You got all excited.
A little excited. So the thing that did screw me up was I walked in on a hysterectomy, which is where they
took the
Yeah. And so like all I remember seeing was like walking in on this old woman in the stirrups. And I mean like old woman. And I walked in. I didn't know what I was seeing, but I knew.
How old were you?
I was like 12.
This is why you hate women.
It's probably why.
It's probably why you're gay, too.
It was a sight that I did not need to see.
Wow. So what would you see? You walk in. You're all in my gear.
And it was one of my mom's, you know, nurse friends that was taking me around because my mom was busy working.
Right.
So she takes me in. She's like, I walk in, and I was just like, and she's like, oh, no, we probably don't need to see that. And I was like, thanks.
So Mom's McGee was probably a little like, shit, I shouldn't have did this.
No.
I shouldn't have did this.
But sometimes you need to see this stuff, you know?
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, at what, you were 12.
I was 12.
12, you're going in seeing a hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy.
I know. Son of a bitch. All right, so you want to hear my surgical photography story?
Yeah, tell it.
All right, so when I was working at the hospital, I was a surgical photographer.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a study, a journal study.
Uh-huh.
And it was...
Oh, that's good. You should probably turn...
I did.
Yeah.
I turned
it. Oh, that's great. Now
it helped out a little bit.
Yeah, it was nice.
So they were doing a New England Journal, medical journal thing, study.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about this woman who had cancer or a tumor in her breast.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing they did was they cut under her armpit, made a big slit in her armpit, took out her nodes.
Oof.
Right?
Right.
That was the first step. Second step, they cut... around the nipple.
Oh, right? I hate that.
They cut around the nipple.
I hate when I see that.
And then opened it up and then took the boob out.
Like they just like squeezed the boob out.
Like made a big hole and then pulled it out.
Ugh.
The way they pull it out is they have this, I don't know, well, you were 12. You probably didn't have it at the time. It was very, very ancient ritual devices you probably saw.
Mm-hmm.
They had lasers.
Mm.
So they were lasering the skin apart from the fatty tissue that is the breast.
Ugh.
Right?
Gosh.
So then they're lasering it. So I'll tell you this. There's nothing like the smell of burning
flesh.
Oh,
that's. I was just going to say. The smell
nothing
of burning
like
flesh
the smell
is
of burning
terrible.
Flesh. Terrible.
Terrible. It's like it smells. You can't describe it.
So they take it out. They scoop out the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And they flop it on the table. And they say, take a bunch of pictures of that. So there's this breast, fatty tissue breast, sitting on the table with the nipple still on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nipple still on it. Who's that?
It's my nephew.
Your nephew?
I need to get measured for my tux. I'm a groomsman.
Oh, tell me about that.
He's getting. Are you gonna finish your story about?
I will.
I mean, we're gonna jump around. We're gonna just go on a bunch of dances. Finish the story.
So six hour surgery. So then what they do is they give her like a silicone silicone breast, right? They put it in there, and then they fill it up. So this is actually the funny part about it. They fill it up, right? And the doctor, who's this old Indian guy, great guy. He's got me, like, in there. He's pulling me in. He's showing me stuff, making me take pictures of everything. And he's got the breast implant in there. And he's filling it up, and he's like, I can't tell if it's bigger than the other one. And he's making me squeeze them both, being like, you think they're the same size? You think they're the same size? So we're measuring it out.
Do you have gloves on?
We have gloves on. Okay, okay. Yeah, I was all hauled out, decked out.
You're not just in your gear, you
not
know?
Not just in my gear. I'm taking pictures of it. So then you got this implant.
Right.
No nipple. So what they do is he starts drawing this, like, a strip that looks like probably the closest thing to, like, a leech. It looks like a leech.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've seen a leech.
On her back. Then they take the laser, cut that piece off.
Right.
After they cut that piece off, they stitch it back up again. Now they have this skin.
Right.
And they use that and apply it to the nipple. They take that and apply it and stitch it up to the nipple. So now she has a skin flap as a nipple.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So why'd they take her nipple off?
Because it was part of the problem.
Oh, like her nipple was the
whole thing
issue.
Was part of the problem.
Really?
So they took it out and they threw it out.
When's the first time you ever saw a breast?
First time I ever saw a breast. You tell me the first time.
First time I remember something was odd when I was...
What's that?
That's my phone. It's buzzing.
I know. It's buzzing off the
Okay, I got
kilter.
That's cool. First time I saw a breast, my mom's friend...
How old was she?
She was no. Listen, it wasn't my mom's friend who I saw the breast, but she would take in these Cambodians.
Wait a minute.
What?
Your mom took in Cambodians?
No, my mom's friend.
Your mom's friend
took in Cambodians. This was during, like, the Khmer Rouge back in the day. Back in, like, the 80s, 84, 85, you know, back when shit was hitting the fan with Pol Pot.
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know exactly
who it was.
But anyways, I remember going to the airport in Gainesville or Jacksonville, whatever, and seeing this Cambodian woman with a baby. And I remember, like, she was breastfeeding.
So you saw this?
I saw this, like,
Cambodian woman
with the breast, like, to
out
the
for feeding a kid.
Feeding a kid in the airport. And I remember thinking, like, what is that? Like, I thought it was an elbow. And I was like, why is your elbow? Like, what?
How old were you?
I was like 3 or 4. Like,
three
I was.
Four. And
I
you
was,
just couldn't tell the difference.
I couldn't tell the difference.
But you've probably, at 3 or 4, you've probably seen your mom naked a lot.
I don't remember that. That's not what I remember from...
So the first thing you remember is a Cambodian woman.
Cambodian.
That's your first sexual experience.
That's my first time seeing a breast that I can remember.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Cambo. We'll call her Cambo.
It's terrible. It's terrible. So anyways, but anyway. That's my first... When's the first time you saw a breast?
I mean, but I think like that...
Don't.
The first time you see, I'm talking about, you're talking about in a sexual experience.
That wasn't sexual.
Think, yeah, it's
that
not, was, that's not sexual. Sexual
When's the first
experience?
Time you sexually saw a breast?
The first time I sexually saw a breast, probably somewhere in early high school.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to think. I think my might have been like, 17 or 18.
17 or 18.
I was a late bloomer.
17 or 18?
I had glasses and acne, man.
Oh, man. We should get some of those old pictures of you.
Oh, I got some.
Write it down.
I'm going home later this month. I'll get some pictures.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get some good ones.
So we're going to have to do a couple best of, huh?
A couple best of photo shoots.
Well, maybe we'll do some on air from you on the phone.
Nice. I like it. What else? I see in a group. We got a caller?
No caller. Keep going. I know. Well, it's hard to get callers when you're starting at 5:30 when you tell everyone you're starting at 2.
It's true.
You
but,
know?
But I'm not going to say how many listeners we have, but...
Don't worry about it.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
It's
pretty big.
Show me. Write it down for me.
Hold on. I'll wait. Hold on. Wait. Wait. There. It's... yep. It's big.
Big. Call it.
Count them. 646-915-9228. We'd love to hear what you got.
Yeah, we'd love to hear. Just tell us what's going on.
Just talk to us.
So this week was a pretty big week in death news.
Really? Who died?
Corey Haim.
That's right.
The Coreys. One of the Coreys.
Wow.
Well, just last night, I incidentally, not on purpose, watched Lost Boys. Yeah.
My favorite Corey Haim movie is Roller Boys.
Roller Boys?
You never saw that with Corey Haim? Oh, it's awesome. They're like, it's when roller inline skates... And you know, came out and they were really big.
I remember one of those movies, but I don't remember Corey Haim being in it.
Roller Boys was about these boys, like this gang, and they wore these trench coats,
trench
and they
coat
were just
mafia.
Like, and they were just like rollerblading and gang. I think we should watch it. It's a good.
We will. You know what? This is what we're going to do. Anyone out there, watch Roller Boys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it next week.
Awesome.
All right? So you're going through puberty?
My voice cracked.
17, you're a late bloomer.
You shut your mouth.
You're a late bloomer.
You shut your mouth. So
we'll do a little movie club next week.
I love it.
We'll watch Roller Boys and get down on it.
That's great. Hey, in grooming news,
grooming news.
See you got a you buckled down.
Off.
You cut it.
Cut the hair off.
You look like you're 15.
Thanks, buddy.
Except you still got and you trimmed the beard a little bit.
Yeah, what do you think?
It looks good. Yeah. I still kind of like the long hair.
I know you do.
I thought it was wispy.
You and the ladies like the long hair.
Yeah.
So why'd you do this?
Why'd you do this?
It was at spring.
Yeah.
Spring renew. You know.
Yeah.
Cut it off.
I think you should do a little Fu Manchu or something.
I've done it before.
It doesn't look good?
No, it looks great.
Yeah.
It's just when I do it, I look like kind of a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like I kind of look like you right now.
You son you of look a good, bitch. Buddy. You look good. Real good. What else is going on? What's
all right, so Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Which Corey was the better Corey?
I think Feldman.
Feldman, the Jew or the Canadian?
Haim and Feldman, yeah.
Yeah.
Haim does sound a little Jewish, though.
No, I think he was Canadian. I don't think he was Jewish.
But there's Canadian
there are
Jews.
Canadian Jews, but he doesn't look like a Jew.
No?
No.
What?
The nose, you know?
Race card.
Would say Feldman was in the better of the movies.
Like, yeah.
And then I was watching last night, and all Corey Haim was in The Lost Boys was like a quivering, like, snot-nosed little brat.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't see much of an actor out of him.
No.
But then again, Corey Feldman wasn't much of an actor either.
No.
But it was a pretty terrible thing. 38.
Yeah. I don't really know, man. I think I wish they would have gotten back together because they were supposed to have a little reunion show.
Well, they did have that reality show, The Two Coreys.
Yeah.
Which I never watched any of it.
I'm so sick of reality TV.
Tell me about it.
I'm over it.
What do you hate about
it? It's just like cookie cutter. Let's make a reality show.
But it's not even reality.
No.
It's all real.
No. I mean, Celebrity Rehab and Celebrity Apprentice, people need their 15 minutes. They're
people
over.
Do. Well, a lot of the things you're talking about, Celebrity Rehab, Celebrity, the other one, Apprentice.
Burping over there?
Burping over there. They're all like people who already have their 15 minutes of fame. They just can't get out of the spotlight. Which brings us back to Corey Haim.
You know,
like he was a child actor, child star, and couldn't get out of that limelight. Didn't want to get out of that limelight.
No.
And took drugs.
Who do you think is the most successful child star?
Is he going back to my blog? Is that what we're doing here?
What, did you do that? Wait, I'm not going back to your blog.
Son of a bitch. Who do you think is?
You know, I would say Drew Barrymore.
Drew? What about Brooke Shields?
Brooke Shields.
But, I mean, what's she doing now? Like, Drew Barrymore,
she's having kids. Did she have a kid or the kid died?
She had postpartum depression, but she didn't die.
Okay.
The kid didn't
die.
But she's not really doing anything now. The most she's doing is commercials. I mean, same thing with Drew Barrymore. What's her last big movie?
I don't know. I don't really like her. I don't like the lisp.
Mm.
It's like the...
there was a time when she was pretty cute, hot.
Yeah.
I mean, she's getting a little older now, but she really isn't doing much anymore.
No.
I would say maybe one of the biggest child stars you haven't mentioned yet is Ron Howard.
Yeah, he's actually he was Opie, right?
He was Opie.
Yeah.
He was on all those old, Father and Sons or whatever the hell they are.
Mm-hmm.
But he went on to be probably one of the most prominent directors of all time.
What is this?
All right, this is
in celebrity news. And P.S., Corey Haim's funeral will be paid for by the city of Toronto.
So he is Canadian.
Because you're not going to pay for this funeral unless, the city of Poughkeepsie pays for, somebody's, whatever.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Sorry, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to quit there. But check this out. Friends actor David Schwimmer announces engagement. He's 43. Guess how old his girlfriend is?
22.
24.
24.
This is what I want to know. What is with these old guys? Because I'm kind of jealous. But I can't do it yet because I can't date somebody.
646-915-9228.
What is with these old guys in their 40s going for the 20? I mean, they're successful. I'll tell you what it is. They're successful. They got money. They got a good job.
So, all right, I'll ask you this. Yeah. Is it the older guy going for the younger girl or the younger girl going for the rich man?
I think it's both.
I think these older guys are like... match made in heaven?
Yeah. These older guys are successful. They're looking for a little, They don't want to date somebody their age because the girls their age have had kids. They've been divorced. Things are probably not in the right place anymore.
Divorce. and things so you, not in the right place. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
But, you know,
that.
Things like shift around a little bit. You know, things
gravity.
Get a little, gravity.
Gravity.
Usage. Things get a little, like, you know,
all right.
Mixed up.
So what's your beef with it? Tell me your beef with it.
I'm just saying, the girls my age, they're going for these older guys.
They are going for the older guys.
And listen, ladies, you know, I may not have a lot of money.
But how old are you?
I'm 29.
29?
29.
29. You look a lot older.
I do? I get that I look a lot younger. What, you think I look older than 29?
Oh, I was going to say 39, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I mean, here you are. What kind of age girls are you going for?
You know, I would say the youngest girl I would go for right now is like 24.
24?
Mm.
What is it about a 24-year-old that... A
couple years out of college.
Okay.
You know, maybe she's done a little traveling. She's, you know...
All right, so what is it about under 24 that's not a piece of...
I think they just the way they talk, you know, it's
explain.
That high-pitched, like, sometimes, like, a girl might be cute, but she's got this, like, annoying
voice. I think you're generalizing, first of all.
I'm not generalizing. Good show.
Real good show.
Hey, what's the youngest girl you go for? Say if you weren't in a deeply committed relationship.
The youngest girl I go for? That's an interesting question. I really think there...
And I wouldn't say committed because you did sleep with me last night.
Well, you did try to kiss me last week for your birthday.
I grabbed you by your face and I said, kiss me.
So bitch.
All right, so what's the young, like, what are you, 32? 31?
31. Mm-hmm. 31. I think, like, the thing about younger girls is some, you know, obviously girls mature faster than guys. I think I'd have to be able to talk to her. Like,
yeah.
A lot of the 22, 23, 24, I can't talk to them because I do not relate to them.
No,
I just can't relate
just,
to
them. Their heads are in a different place.
So, I mean, if I could talk to them, then that's what matters most. But getting off topic here.
It's true.
What is it about under 24-year-olds that you hate?
The tone of the voice.
What is it about the tone of the voice?
You know? Like, it's almost like... It's almost like chickens. Like, you ever hear girls
chickens
talk like a bunch of, like a group of girls, and it's like, you know, they're just like
646-915-9228. Give Giggles a call.
Call in. Do we got a caller?
Yeah.
We do?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm trying to find Giggles.
Giggles is here. What's going on?
What's up, sir?
Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Oh, I am calling from Astoria, New York. And, hey, buddy, I got this for you. A three-bedroom place, $1,600, three bedrooms, no fee. What?
I like it.
Astoria.
Three-bedroom. I like it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, that was it.
You right now. Boom.
Send it to me right now.
So this is the guy you're going to move in
with. This is the guy I'm moving in with in April.
Tell me more about him.
This is the saltiest dog I know. This is Hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
Hedgehog
What's
Incorporated.
Going on, Hedgehog?
All right, check this out. I got one on 29th Street and Dittmar's Boulevard. $1,600, no fee. What's up? Two bedrooms, lots of cabinets. You like that?
$1,500, no fee?
$16.
No fee, baby. I know you don't want to pay that fee. You've been telling me all day you don't want to pay that fee.
I've been telling you all day. Like, what, you know? Tell the people about it. Is what's with my beef with the fee?
That's right. No broker fee. None for Giggles.
No fee for Giggles. No fee for Giggles.
That's right. Hey, don't touch the face. I'll be in touch with you later.
You got it, buddy.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. So we're gonna get down on that for a second.
Yeah.
So before you were talking to me,
right,
and you were saying that you looked at a place, it was like 14 something.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little pricey, you were saying.
It is pricey.
A little pricey.
Yeah.
But this one, he's saying 1600.
Right.
What is a level that you can afford? Like, what is your top?
16 is the max. I mean, that's tough. But
that's
if it's
800
a
800 right there.
Right there.
Can you afford $800 a month?
If I work my ass off, which I will, which I am doing. And the third bedroom allows for a photography studio, for home office, for the radio show. You know,
you
I'll have
the radio show.
We can put the radio show in there. I'll have you throw a couple hundred bones a month.
Couple hundred.
$50 a week. We got to get some sponsorship. That's what
we do.
We need sponsors.
I mean, if you get a two bedroom,
yeah,
maybe a studio.
Maybe
Visual
we get a studio.
Andy's
we need.
Studio.
We need to get a studio.
Talking to Deb.
She's got to call in.
646-915-9228.
Big time.
So cackling hens, you just can't stand them.
Cackling hens, man. They just, you know, I don't. They it's like they, whatever. You know,
getting down to business.
Getting down to business. I'm not gonna get too.
Not
much.
Gonna get down to it.
No.
So what else is going out there? What else has got Giggles beef?
Johnny Depp.
What about him?
Not Johnny Depp, but Helena Bonham Carter.
What about her?
I'm looking at this Alice in Wonderland movie.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want to see her with her big head and short. You know, that just annoys me. And her English accent just annoys me.
What is it about that annoys you so much?
I don't know. I'm not too wild about her as an actress. And I don't want to see her as like a small, you know, Queen of Hearts or whatever she is in that movie.
The Queen of Hearts. Well, she's like miniature. And like...
She's miniature. You know, I mean.
But I mean the story of, who you got over there? Nothing. Who's buzzing you?
Don't you worry
Who's
about
buzzing
it.
Buzzing
you? Don't you worry about it.
I mean, Alice in Wonderland, classic story.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard decent reviews.
Yeah?
Maybe we'll see it. We'll talk about Movie Club next week.
Yeah, maybe Movie Club. Or how about we make an original movie? How about what's with all these remakes, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Alice in Wonderland. Like, why can't somebody just come up with an original idea and do a great movie?
I was actually thinking about this yesterday, or Friday. I watched, I was up late, because I'm on a weird schedule.
Yeah, totally.
I was watching They Live.
Have
you ever seen They Live?
Mm-mm.
It's the movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper. The wrestling guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's about a movie where this guy, Rowdy Roddy Piper, can see aliens with glasses.
Really?
There's this revolt, and the aliens are living among us, and he can see us with glasses. And I was thinking, if they did a remake of this movie, it'd be pretty fantastic. Who you blowing kisses to?
Don't you worry about it.
You want to bring her on the show?
I don't think she wants to be on the show.
No, I don't think so either.
She's not. Nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
So They Live is this classic old 80s movie. I mean, it's terribly, terribly done. And it's now you're blowing kisses at me.
I want you to feel left out.
All right, I was thinking if they remade this, who could they remake it with? And then I was thinking other movies. You know, like you got Johnny Depp. He's playing the Mad Hatter.
Right.
What other movies would you like to see remade, and who would be able to play those parts? So say they remade... I don't know. Say they remade
Treasure Island.
Didn't they remake
or Swiss Family Robinson?
Swiss Family Robinson.
Like I could see a Swiss Family Robinson right now. We got a caller.
And then who would you see?
We got a caller.
Just relax. Who would you see playing that? Have that role.
The father.
Sure.
Like maybe who's that guy? The English guy, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Like as the old father. Like it's an I mean, I remember like Walt Disney World, the Swiss Family Robinson house, my favorite.
What do you
my
like?
My favorite.
Living in the trees.
Living in the trees. I would love a treehouse.
Who's you got over there buzzing you?
It's just beeping. Don't you worry about it. Bad connection. Barely hear it. Okay. He said bad connection. Could barely hear you.
Who?
Hedges. Hedgehog. Called in. So we got a bad connection. I don't know.
That's interesting. Shouldn't be a bad connection.
No.
Should not be.
But you know where there's a good connection? Right here.
Right.
You and I.
Right here.
You and I.
Should not be a bad connection. That's kind of interesting.
That's all right. I mean,
whichever.
The phones aren't really going off the hook.
Oh, right. Is he talking about on the phones?
Yeah.
That's completely different.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, don't worry about
that. That's fine.
Yeah.
So,
you got nothing.
Remakes.
You got nothing.
I mean, you know, I was watching this movie and like, it's a classic film. If you ever pick up They Live.
All right, I'll check it out.
Fantastic. But, you know, doing remakes. So say you took something like, say they remade Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Who would you see playing Martin Sheen's part?
I really don't think they should remake it.
It's going to come down to it. Everyone's going to have a remake.
I'm tired of it, man. Like, just leave it with the original.
So you're sick of remakes.
I'm sick of remakes.
Sick of reality television.
Sick of it.
And you're sick of Helena Bonham Carter.
Sick of it.
What about Tim Burton?
Tim Burton's all right.
But he's the one who's the The Mad Hatter behind
but,
all
know,
this
But, you know, he's cranking out stuff. Like, he's Hollywood. He's not doing anything.
He's
like,
Hollywood.
You know, he's like, oh, Alice in Wonderland. Oh, I'll do a little 3D. You know, they'll love it. You know? Well, I think people are selling out. And you know what? We're not going to sell out.
Oh, I'll sell out.
You'll sell out?
Of course.
You'll sell out in a heartbeat.
Heartbeat. 646-915-9228.
Yeah.
All right.
What else is going on? Oof. Let's take a little thought.
So back to more information about daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Which I did a lot of research on it yesterday. I was just sitting there and I was like, daylight savings time.
You were at work,
why?
Weren't you?
No. I was at home. I was just sitting there and I was like, what the hell? Why do we follow this thing?
Yeah.
Do you know which states do not follow?
Hawaii.
Hawaii is one.
That was good.
Ding, 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 ding. And then the other one is, hold on, let me find it.
Delaware.
Take a guess.
Delaware. Give me a region. Give me a region.
Midwest. Southwest.
North Dakota.
Arizona.
They don't follow it.
Arizona doesn't follow it.
So, you know, like, also, you could cross the line, and it could be an hour, you know.
Yeah, they could be an hour.
People that live in border towns.
And other places that don't follow it. Asia and Africa. Most of Asia, most of Africa don't.
They don't care.
They don't
care. I mean, a lot of people there don't even have watches, you know.
They don't even have watches.
They don't even have watches.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, another... 1784, Benjamin Franklin writes this thing, which actually, going back to it, his paper that he wrote about daylight savings time, he wanted to do this thing, but a lot of people think it was actually just a joke by Benjamin Franklin,
mm-hmm.
because he said he wanted to ring in every day. He was living in Paris at the time when he came up with this idea, and he wanted to ring in every morning with church bells going off and cannons being fired. To wake everyone up because everyone was missing the day. So it was kind of like, everyone thinks it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Fast forward 100 years later, George Vernon Hudson.
Not Henry Hudson.
Not Henry Hudson.
No.
But he was a New Zealander.
Mm-hmm.
He was an entomologist.
That studies insects.
Studies insects.
I'm on point tonight.
On point. And he wrote this paper that said we need to follow this because, you know, apparently the bugs were following it, and he was going along with it. And he wrote this paper, and he said that should happen. Also, a guy named William Willett.
Willett?
Willett.
Two L's, two T's?
Two L's, two T's.
Uh-huh.
He was an English builder and outdoorsman. And his biggest problem, he wrote a paper about it too, that it should follow this hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he wanted it to be a 2 hours going forward, 2 hours going back.
Why?
So... go figure. So anyway, he conceived it one day. He was riding down the road. He was going to play golf. He was a big golfer. Mm. He was riding down the road, and he was thinking to himself, all these people are sleeping their summers away.
Jerks.
They should be outside playing golf like me. So he came up with this idea and wrote to the parliament, and the parliament adapted it, and they were like, yeah, we're all for it. So just because this guy felt that people were lazy during the summer...
Mm-hmm.
We got an hour delay going here.
Tired of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do enjoy that. It's like, it's 5:45 and it's still light out.
It is 5:45.
You know, that's nice.
And then there's a whole like push for it to go. So next time it happens, so in the fall, we fall back. So in the fall, we go a half hour back, leave it is, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about that?
You know, I'm just tired of it. I really don't care.
So that's what I'm saying. They want it to go, next time, fall back. We fall back a half an hour. We leave it there.
Why don't we just keep things the same, man? You know?
That would be keeping things the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds great. I'm going to bring up a little topic.
All right.
Might get a little messy here.
You are a little messy.
There's a big thing going on right now in the Pope. Or the
what is going on
the Pope? Catholic Explain Church. There's, you know, I really don't know. I don't know if it's just a newswire thing. People are trying to up. But all these, you know, there's been all these reports of priests abusing kids.
Okay. This has been going on for years.
Been going on for years.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if they're...
So the Pope is only announcing something about it now?
I really don't have the information. I'm reading headlines.
This is why you were saying it'll get a little messy.
It's going to get a little messy.
Next time, maybe read the whole article and maybe write something down.
Right. Yeah, true. Right now, it just says, celibacy attracts pedophiles. So... priests that are...
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe they can't do anything. They can't, you know, they don't have a woman to...
So they're around kids.
They're around kids, and they're like, look, I, you know, need something.
What?
I don't know.
What was that?
New topic. New topic.
Wow. Wow, buddy.
You look good.
All right, so last week, the auction for sex.com. went up.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently this website is the most sought after website in history, obviously.
Oh my gosh. Always. Yeah. All right. I'm looking at it right now.
What's on it?
It's always on your mind. Let's talk about good, clean love. All right. I'm checking on this. Oh. All right. Well, I mean, it's a decent site. It's got some stuff on it.
It's going up for auction. Maybe it already went already, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Last time it went up for auction, I believe it sold for $1.5 million.
That's not too much.
$14 million. Oh, okay. That's what it was, $14 million. And they're expecting it to go for huge. And the last auction in 2008,
mm-hmm.
pizza.com
Really?
Went for $2.5 million.
Wow.
So if you caught on something early, right, you know, like you started thinking,
future.
If you went back in time and you're like, right, I'm gonna get sex.com.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get pizza.com. You'd be loaded right now.
What would be the one that you would have thought of? If like you knew the internet was gonna go big,
yeah,
what would you like?
Internet was gonna go big. Sex.com is pretty good.
It's pretty big.
Maybe naked.com.
Naked or cars.com.
Cars.com is pretty big.
Yeah.
I would go giggles.com.
Giggles.com. All right. When's your birthday? What's your sign? I'm gonna read you the
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah. I'm gonna read you sex.com's
Love
horoscope.
Read it to me like you would if you were a sex operator, phone sex operator.
Okay. Are you? My voice. <Whoa. laughs> I got a little choked up there. A little choked up.
That's hysterical.
All right, ready?
All right, give it to me.
Are you ready to go with the flow? You might find some surprises this week, so take it in stride. Soon enough, you'll have so much on your plate that you won't have time to freak out over every little thing. Rest up, because excitement is coming. That's your horoscope.
What's Scraps? What are you?
He's July 31st, right?
July 19th.
All right.
Cancer.
Cancer.
He's going to read you your sex.com horoscope.
You're finally realizing that being good to yourself and meeting your own expectations is the best way to become happy, instead of trying to please others all the time. Once you accept this and feel positive, you can accomplish whatever you want. These are boring. There was no details in it. It's just like things are going to happen for you.
Yeah. I was liking it.
Your mic's not on. Hold on.
You were liking it?
Let's get Scrap in the studio.
Scrap hasn't been in the studio for quite some time.
He's been.
You know what, buddy? We missed you.
I was liking the horoscope.
I know. It was good.
Mm. All right. I'll read mine.
It was positive.
Here's one thing that we got. Now that we got Scrap in the studio, I want to address. I cut my hair. When are you going to cut your hair? Are you
gonna
let it go?
You know, there's a lot of things in question, mostly finances. My hair reflects my bank account.
Yeah.
Inversely
back and forth.
But I will say it is pretty good. Like he wanted a ponytail the other night. He was asking for a headband.
Yeah, like a samurai ponytail.
Oh, I like it.
Like the dual ponytail, and I thought that would actually look pretty good.
Sharp. You would look good with a ponytail, like a Seagal ponytail. Is that what you're thinking?
Totally.
Yeah, I need a couple more months.
Yeah. So you're going to let it go?
I mean, we'll see. If I get paid, maybe I'll cut it, but, you know.
I like it.
Or if I have to go to court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, how's that go? No, I don't want to talk about it.
Downer.
It's a bit of a downer. But, I mean, it's interesting.
It's not good radio.
It's really not.
Is it? You being sued is not good radio?
Wow. Give me a talk show deal. Give me like a
talk show deal.
Dr. Oz or.
He sounded really good on the radio. Like, I mean, sounded sharp.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the headphones and the mix you got going on there, but
everyone sounded good.
Or it's subdued. You sound very sort of like melancholy.
You okay, buddy?
Well, it's been a rough day. You know, I got some legal issues.
Legal issues happening. You're getting your ass kicked in baseball.
Got my ass kicked in baseball. I thought the show was gonna start at 2. You guys didn't start till 4. That always gets me down.
5:30.
Oof.
It's terrible.
That hurts me deep inside.
Really bad.
Yeah. I mean, because you just got Dave hanging out here for a while. You know?
Yeah.
I know.
Looking over my shoulder.
Just, you know, following you around.
Judging you.
Pacing me. Looking at my hair.
Yeah. What do you think about his hair? Like Dave's on a 1 hair? To 10.
I think it's the worst haircut ever.
I think I give it like a 2.5.
Actually, there's been one worse haircut. That was when you cut your hair.
Oh.
I like it.
What are you talking about? No, this is good though. I think
it's growing back.
It's a little
when
fuller.
You first got it, you also like you brushed it down
brushed
or something.
It down, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I got a big forehead.
You got a 10 head.
It's a 5 head.
Dave's got a small forehead.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do have a small forehead.
I do.
Yeah. And your eyes are kind of close together. Yeah,
it's the Neanderthal in him.
Yeah.
It's what are you, Italian? All of you. Yes, I am.
Yeah. That's where the Neanderthals died out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they made their way?
Well, they got interbred with
interbred or they die out?
Look at you.
Look who's talking. It's fantastic. So getting down to one of the crux of the situation. So Giggles is looking at apartments.
I know he's moving out.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, the radio show's moving out.
I know. So do you feel good about that?
Great. Yeah, it's great. You know? Good. I mean, then I can actually be a special guest instead of just like an annoyed guest.
Just like walking into the kitchen, getting some water. And
So can you not wait for him to get out?
Oh, I can wait. I like the guy.
You like the guy. Yeah, you're on good terms. Leaving on good terms.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Good.
And, you know, I think it's going to be special, you know, when we hang out. You know, it's not like everyday thing. It's like, oh, I get to hang out with Scrap today. You know, it's not like, oh, I have to see this son of a bitch.
Maybe we can, like a Scrap and Giggles date.
Oh, yeah. How often do you think you guys will see each other after?
Well, probably, hopefully we'll still work together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
But, like, probably once every 2 months, I'll probably see you.
Oh. Yeah. Not that often. A lot less than I thought. I was hoping for, like, once a week. I got
it,
you know.
I mean, it's like a breakup, kind of. Is in
it?
A way.
All these terms are new to me. I just thought he was getting a new place. I thought we were a bunch of guys. We could handle moving out.
It's actually a breakup.
It's a breakup. He's been telling me weeks. He's like, I'm breaking up with him. Breaking up with him. And like I was like, wow, I didn't think it was that bad with you guys.
Wow, this is all news to me. Always on the radio.
Always on the radio.
That's where we bring bring it out.
You're going to bring it somewhere. Might as well bring it on the radio.
But I will. I probably will. Going to ask a maver from you guys. Is probably to help me move.
That does not sound good. At all.
I mean, especially downtown. Downtown and AU owe me a few. You know,
downtown. Yeah. That kid doesn't help anybody move. From experience.
I'll help you move out.
Wow. So you guys ain't gonna see it. That's gonna be sad when you guys.
We'll still see each other. I mean, he'll come to Astoria.
I come to Astoria a lot.
He does. True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, wow.
Oof. Thanks.
All right, here's actually a question that I was thinking about the other day that Scrap would be interested in. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna go back in time with nothing but what you have on you right now, what would you go back to? And then B, what would be like the area of expertise?
So I can bring something back with me.
It would be like it happened right now. Whatever you have in your pockets, whatever you have on your back, that's it.
Well, I carry a machine gun with me.
That's
at all times.
That's good. So you got that going for you.
But what if you run out of bullets?
All I need is two just to impress everybody around me.
So you just fire a couple off and you're good to go. Nice. Mm. So where are you going? Ooh. Where are you going? Everyone's looking at you. Where are you going tonight?
Well, I'm going... I wouldn't mind seeing like Rome. Like Rome. Really like classic.
In the height,
maybe like 30 BC. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to be there around like maybe when Jesus was around so I can actually solve that mystery for everybody.
That would be nice. I would like for you to solve that mystery.
Especially when I have my machine gun.
Just take him out. Listen, you don't need to put him up on that cross. I got a machine gun.
Well, no, maybe I'll defend him. I wasn't implying anything.
Well, you were talking about how you want to be in Rome. And
imagine
I figured you'd be on that side.
Imagine if the story changed that God was actually a guy that defended Jesus with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
Terrible.
That's pretty good, though. Wow. Mm. So what would be, you go back in time. What would you do for a living in that time?
Oh, bodyguard.
You'd be Jesus' bodyguard.
I could see him as like a, you know, the ripped disciple. Yeah. You know, the guy that's like, you know, like.
Yeah, I bring my iron gym back in time, too.
A lot of push-up pull-ups.
I'll impress them with my pull-ups.
Yeah,
totally. We had a pull-up contest the other night.
Oh, yeah? Who won?
I did 15.
Ooh,
that's pretty big for you.
That's big. Yeah. It was big. I think
Scrap did?
Scrap did 30.
Scrap did double them.
But what was the, you actually looked up the Guinness Book World Records
for
pull-ups.
You know,
this is what
30.
He does with this time.
I did 30, and I thought that was great. I thought, I was like, wow,
that
nobody can do that. I was like, I'm the man. On the internet, 244.
Holy hell.
In a row.
That's 244. Ridiculous.
30 is not so special when you hear that.
You didn't even make it to that 44. So you did 244. Do they have a picture of this guy?
I think he's either a Navy SEAL or a prisoner.
No, it could go in either way.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe
you don't much know.
Prisoner Navy SEAL.
An ex-Navy SEAL prisoner.
Exactly.
You got nothing to do in jail but work out.
And if you only have a pull-up bar.
That's all you can do. Was there a picture of the guy? They give a brief history about him?
Nah, I mean, this is Wikipedia. They don't always have pictures of pull-up champs.
And we can't really trust Wikipedia.
What if we took some... I think we should have like a pull-up...
You guys always want to have pull-up contests on your show.
This guy always wants a pull-up contest. I think he just likes to see you do pull-up. He wants you to pop your shirt off, too.
That's terrible.
Yeah, he's going to miss my pecs when he's gone.
He will.
It's true.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll inspire me to like...
Does your new Raymond have pecs? Does he...
He's pretty, you know, stout guy.
He's a nervous guy. He's getting a little jealous.
He's getting jealous.
How about... Tell me more about
they met the other night at the little birthday throwdown. Ugh. And,
Oh, no.
He's not even that attractive.
He doesn't have long flowing hair like you
know. No, he doesn't.
I don't think he even has abs.
I do remember Scrap being like, lift up your shirt. Let me see your abs.
You know, that was the first priority.
In the middle of the bar. And I was like, dude, not right now. Not right now. This isn't good. This isn't good.
Wow. Mm. So is your roommate good looking? Like,
he's rapping? A good guy. Yeah, he's salty.
Yeah. What is this salty? You keep saying he's salty
means
dog.
Like,
what does
know,
that mean?
Driven. You know?
How does that mean driven?
Salty, like a salty dog. Like you're just a dude, you know? A dude's dude.
A dude's
a man's man.
A man's man.
A dude's so
you got,
salty.
I got his back, you know? He's got my back. We all got each other's back, you know. So, speaking of well, this is going nowhere. The last night.
Yeah.
I was it last night? Saturday night. That was last night, right? Yeah. So
you tell me.
I'm walking up the stairs.
Okay.
And I see the second floor door open. And yeah. I'm like, what's going on?
So that's the hippies that live below.
The hippies
you.
That live below us. I see their door open and I'm like, what the, you know?
All right.
And so I'm like, this isn't good because, you know, I always see that their doors are always closed. And I'm walking up the stairs and I see that the door to the outside second, you know, patio area was unlocked. And I was like, this is weird. So I go up, I get the bat, first off. I mean, that's what, you know.
So you're thinking this is
going to
be,
this is gonna be ugly. And Scrap, I will say, has trained me in the ways of home self-defense. You know, I knew where the bat was.
It's true.
And I was ready for an attack.
You got to protect the fort.
Bat in one hand, cell phone with 911 pressed in the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Ready to press that.
Ready to press
pocket
it.
Dial 911.
Pocket dial 911. So I go down there. I knock on the door. I start yelling their names. No answer. Open it a little bit. Look inside. We got a nice place. You know, our floors are a lot better than theirs. Have you seen their floors?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, our floors are
old.
Like,
it's old.
But I start yelling a name, knocking on the door. All right. Nothing. So okay. I call this guy. I say, "What should we do?" You know. And I was like, I kind of wanted Scrap here so we could do a duel. You know. Long story short, I write a note on the door saying,
so you,
"Hey,
were you scared?"
A little bit.
You were scared. So you wanted Scrap as backup.
And well, yeah, I think if you know the both of us,
I think
there,
he looks.
Have
to
you seen these guns?
He looks to you as like a father figure. Like, oh my God, I got to run to Scrap's room. You know?
I mean, I wouldn't say father figure. I mean, you'd say like a
kinda.
Big brother.
Big brother. Big okay, brother. Big brother yeah. works.
Father right. figure is a little weird.
Is it?
Maybe not.
All right, go on. So,
so anyways, long story short, I just decided, hey, everything's probably fine. They probably just ran out and left the door open. So I leave a note, say, hey, this is Mike from upstairs. Just, you know, checking to see if everything's all right. Let me know. So 30 minutes later, I hear coming up the stairs. And I get the bat. And I open the door. And it's the girl.
The worst.
prepare for the. Wait, what is it? Prepare for the best, expect the worst? No, expect for the. I don't know.
Prepare for the worst.
Expect the best.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best. Something like that. So I open the door. And it's the lady from downstairs. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know.
There you are, the bat in your hand.
Yeah, well, I got a bat.
Approaching this poor woman.
So, well, she came up to me. I cracked the door. And she's like, oh, he was asleep, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So it's like, all right, I got your back. And I shut the door. So they know that we got their back.
Except that you're leaving, so.
Yeah, so there's no back to be gotten.
No. But yeah. I think it was good forgiveness for, you know, we had a little shindig here the other night where the music was playing really loud at like 4 a.m. Mm. It was just ridiculous.
Was there knocking on the door?
No, there was no knocking. They're not that type of people that would knock. But I just wanted to, you know, sort of, you know, we owe them like a fruit
Amend.
Basket. You know. Something because it was ridiculous.
Men ties.
Man ties.
As you man ties?
Man ties? No.
Mend.
I don't know. Mend.
Yeah. Mend fences?
Mend fences.
So nothing really happened about that story?
No.
Really?
I mean, just the fact that like I was ready for
You're ready for an attack.
Yeah.
So what kind of, you're going to be leaving here, which Scrap is fully loaded. We all know this.
Right.
Every room has something.
Don't tell the viewers. I'm
just saying, be prepared if you break into Scrap's house to get your
You're going
to
get killed. You're going
to
get killed.
What are you going to be bringing over to your new place?
I got my survival knife that I keep next to my bed.
All right. What does this knife look like?
You've seen it. Let's take it to the camping trip. Remember that time I took it to the camping trip and that
when
guy
tried to start the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not home defense, though. That's just a bluff.
That is a bluff.
Yeah.
Well,
if you wield a knife, you better be ready to use it. You know?
Yeah. I could probably throw it. And be. It's good. Like, if I hit it right, like, the butt of the knife would probably, like, break your skull.
You're not that good of a thrower, though.
I got pretty good.
Have you ever thrown a knife before?
Mm-hmm. I used to throw knives, like, when I was a kid. I used to get ninja stars from the flea markets.
You used to get ninja stars from the flea market?
The flea market in Florida would sell ninja stars.
What goes down in Florida?
You don't even want to know.
We bought a crossbow at a flea market.
I did buy a crossbow. We lost all the crossbows within, like...
In my backyard.
In the backyard. Within moments. Yeah. Trying to shoot something. I don't know.
Each other.
We got to go shoot some guns. Let's make that a point on the radio right now. We got to go shoot.
Clay shooting?
Clay shooting.
We should do a show from the gun shooting range. Yeah.
Or we'll just bring the
bring
the
something, record it. Yeah. We'll see who's the best shot. Who do you think the best shot is?
I'd say Ryan.
Well, no, he's shaky. He gets the DTs and he gets a little shaky.
The DTs.
He's a marksman. I've seen him shoot.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Well, we do have you there down the road is a
archery.
Archery.
I'd destroy you guys on that.
Let's want to make a. Do you think you'd beat?
I'll say
Scrap here.
$10. I get closer to the bullseye than Scrap.
Oh. Five shots.
Five
closest
shots.
Closest on that
closest
shot.
Closest to the bullseye. You don't know my. I think he's reluctant to so shake because he doesn't have $10.
So you get five shots. Closest to the bullseye wins.
Yep.
All right. $10 you just shook on?
$10.
I like it. I like it.
Did you see my target out there?
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know how far that was away. You know?
How far are we shooting from away?
I say, let's see if we go to the same place.
How far away were you when you shot?
There was. We moved it back as I got better.
Okay. Yeah. How far away do you they let you? Like, what's the...
The max?
The max and then the closest.
This is in an old school gym, so I'm guessing the max is like 75 feet.
75 feet? That's not bad.
Maybe 100 feet? I don't know.
Interesting. All right, so we got ourselves a little bet here. Maybe we'll go next Friday.
We should do the far target.
All right.
Yeah, far target.
Start off.
Because closest to bullseye with that is even more impressive.
Oh, totally.
Because you're most likely you're not even hitting the base. 75
feet.
And you have an advantage because you shot at that place before.
And I'm better.
What? We'll see about that.
We will see about that. It'll be interesting. I'm actually interested to see who's the better marksman.
Little fact about Neanderthals before we depart.
Okay.
Some scholars use Homo sapiens neanderthalensis or Homo neanderthalensis as another word for Neanderthals.
What are you saying?
Just giving you a little fact.
What does that mean? Give me a little more information.
Alternate names and spellings. Neanderthal, Neanderthaloid.
Dave Colonna.
Scrap. Here's a little something before we left. So Pink Floyd sued EMI.
It's about time.
Yeah, they sued EMI, which may be big things, but their big story was they're suing them because they're selling their songs on the internet, right? In their contract, it says no Pink Floyd albums will be sold solo. It has to be sold
no singles.
As, no singles. It no has singles. To be sold as a whole. EMI said, well, that doesn't count for computer, internet.
Oh, that does count.
Salage. And then Pink Floyd's like, fuck that. We're taking this to court. They won. And now you can only buy Pink Floyd albums as a whole.
That's good.
Yeah.
People should listen to them as a whole.
Yeah, it'll make it interesting. So maybe more contracts will pop up where you have to buy the whole instead of the single.
Well, they're like a concept album.
They are
whole
concept album.
You know, they're good like that.
But, I mean, anything to make more money. So, I mean, if someone's going to go buy a single, they're going to say, well, I have to buy the whole album. Maybe they will.
Floyd does need more money.
Floyd, it's true. They do need more money.
Rainy day.
So, how'd you feel about Corey Haim, Scrap? I know you were a big fan of the Coreys.
I had a nostalgic...
That's what I figured you did.
Yeah. I looked, I read about it. I went on the Wikipedia, the IMDb, checked out some of his old movie, you know, posters.
Yeah.
If you remember Blown Away, I think that was his best movie.
Blown Away.
With Nicole Eckert from Charles in Charge, got really naked.
Really naked.
Yeah, she got jammed.
Well, I thought that was License to Drive.
No. Blown Away is
Blown
the
Away.
One. Yeah.
In local news, police are investigating the death of a man whose body was found Saturday in a shopping cart in Brooklyn.
What part?
Let's see here.
Headline reader.
Pitkin and Schenck Avenue in East New York. That's a tough area out there.
That's close to here.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
I would watch out, boys.
You gotta.
Yeah. Well, good show.
Real good show.
Thanks for
Scrap.
Joining us,
hey,
man.
It's nice. Nice having you. It felt good.
It
I
good
felt a little bit
you.
Of a warm
good
tingle.
Come back more often.
Well, maybe it's better when I only come by once in a while.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
I appreciate you guys more. You appreciate me more. It's not so.
It's kind of like when I move out, you know? Like, I'll appreciate
it's
you
It's going to be a big day.
Real big day. A lot of tears. It's going to be a lot of tears.
All right. Good show.
Real good
we'll
show.
We'll see you next week.